You're on 5MU. The state government's about to go into caretaker mode this weekend ahead of the March 19 election. Joining me to talk about her independent bid for the Fleurieu seat of Finniss is occupational therapist and young mother from Goolwa, Lou Nicholson. Hi, Lou.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. I've been meaning to get you on for quite some time because you threw your hat in the ring in May last year. Gosh, that's quite early on. It sounds like you were quite inspired to get involved and make some change with the health space.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a little while ago that Finniss could really benefit from an independent representative. And, yeah, decided definitely to get in early. Obviously it's a big job coming from occupational therapy and home life to being a candidate in an election. So I've needed all that time and it's been great. I'm glad it's here.
Yeah, right.
At last.
So what have you been doing? You've been you've got an office in Port Elliot. You've been chatting to people in the community, doing a bit of advocacy.
Yeah, it's been really important to me as an independent candidate to make sure that I'm representing the priorities of the people of Finniss. That's what I believe the member of any electorate should be doing. So I've spent a lot of time getting out in the community, talking to individuals, organisations, really being highly engaged to get across the issues that are important to the people here. And I feel like I've done that really well. There are many issues. And I've been able to identify some of those really important ones, and they've become my priorities.
Before we drill down into those, I would like to talk to you about ambulance services and healthcare specifically in a moment. But could you give us a brief outline of a handful of issues that people are raising?
Yeah, so obviously the ambulance service and hospital and health services, but also people are really concerned about homelessness and affordable housing across our region. Infrastructure and the future are really important. Our roads, public transport, management of our waterways, and climate action is also really important to many, many people across Finniss.
Right. So tell us about your call for what you call an outdated, under-resourced ambulance system.
Yeah, it certainly is. So we all know that ramping across the state is a big issue, but locally, here in Victor Harbour and Goolwa, we have ambulance stations, and the paramedics from Victor Harbour have been very clear that they need increased resources. Our population has been growing for a number of years, and they have not had any increase in resources. They need more staff. Both of the Victor Harbour and Goolwa stations need an extra 24/7 paramedic ambulance and crew. In order for Victor Harbour to receive that, they need a new station. They are operating out of an old three-bedroom home. A new ambulance won't even fit. They don't have the room. Really, they were promised a new station many, many years ago and have been waiting and waiting with no action. So I'm looking for both of the parties to give a strong commitment to funding a purpose-built new ambulance station for Victor Harbour and funding a new 24/7 paramedic ambulance and crew for Victor Harbour and Goolwa. That's the bottom line. That's just, you know, we can't really go much longer without those things.
With me at the moment is the candidate for the seat of Finniss, Lou Nicholson, as an independent. Now, I spoke in the local news yesterday about your opposition to recent approval of rezoning in Mount Compass. Tell us about the golf course and your concerns with the rezoning there.
The community of Mount Compass is incredible, and I've been involved with them for many months over with the number of issues that have come up. The rezoning of the golf course is a big one. The residents of Mount Compass and I do not oppose development in general. That's important. But the golf course is a very unique piece of land. It relies on an aquifer underneath for the water. It's environmentally and culturally significant. And the people that live in and around the golf course have bought their properties currently. Maybe they've got views of the golf course, they've bought into a way of life, and the rezoning now from neighbourhood and recreation to conglomerated golf course estate allows for significant development of the land around the golf course. I mean, my understanding is that now it would allow for development of housing all around the perimeter of the golf course. There is a concept plan that protects the actual existence of the golf course, but the land around it is open to residential development. The residents don't feel comfortable with verbal assurances from the owner of the golf course. They need the concept plan to protect the level of development of that area. So it's been disappointing that the approval has come through and the concept plan is weak. It doesn't offer significant protection for development of that land. And the next step will be going to a parliamentary committee and fighting for that, fighting for a stronger concept plan.
All right. And speaking of developments, it's getting pretty packed down on the south coast. A lot of people have had big sea changes, you know, from the city centres and even from the eastern states in the past couple of years. It's been at a time when housing prices are already going up. And now we're finding out as well that Victor Harbour's the third hardest suburb to find a rental property in South Australia, according to Well Home Loans. Is this something that you'd like to see reform in the area of? And because I know that there's also concerns with homelessness in the region too.
Absolutely. And this is one of my priorities. It comes up as an issue for many people across our electorate. We certainly have seen an incredible increase in demand for housing down on the Fluorio, aligning with the COVID pandemic, I guess. That's had a really big impact on the regions. People are, you know, being having to move on from their current rental and really struggling to find anywhere to move to. There are significant numbers of applications for private rentals, and then people who are who don't have those support networks, and for the, you know, incredibly complex range of reasons for facing homelessness, more and more people are sleeping rough, and the services to support those people are lacking. Not for lack of those people trying who are in the industry, but we, you know, overall we need significant attention for the services for people sleeping rough, how to get them supported and hopefully back on their feet. And yeah, affordable housing is a big issue down here. So certainly that is a priority for me. I want to get in there. I don't want it to sit in the too hard basket. I really want to get in there and engage with the community and all the stakeholders who would be relevant to look at what solutions can we come up with for our region.
Well, all the best for the election, Lou Nicholson. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Really appreciate it.
She's the independent candidate for the state seat of Finniss. Jenny, with you on this Tuesday morning, bit of Bruce Springsteen on the way for you, Stevie Wonder, but first Crowded House from 88.